From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on This Day in Maine, Friday, March 13th, 2026.
This Day in Maine is made possible in part by Now You're Cooking. Celebrating 26 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
Nurses at Northern Light Eastern Maine Medical Center say they'll hold a one-day strike on March 23rd to protest stalled contract negotiations. The nurses accuse hospital management of refusing to ensure safe staffing ratios and protection from exorbitant increases in health insurance costs. But the president of the hospital, Ava Collins, defends the latest offer to the nurses union.
We think that we have been very fair and balanced regarding our proposal. We want them to feel that we are providing competitive wages, and we are. We benchmark ourselves and make sure we're providing competitive wages.
Collins says the hospital has hired temporary nurses during the strike to ensure there are no disruptions to patient care. Maine Congresswoman Shelley Pingree says a growing number of immigrants in the state are at risk of losing their work permits under a new Trump administration rule. The rule changes, which have been rolled out in phases over the last several months, have placed an indefinite pause on work permit renewals and other services for people from countries on the administration's travel ban list.
Some of these countries like Afghanistan, Burundi, Angola, you know, we have a significant number of people living in Maine right now who are no longer able to get their work permit renewed.
A coalition of labor unions and immigrant support groups are suing in federal court in Rhode Island to block the policy change. Local police departments in Portland and South Portland have maintained that they do not communicate or cooperate with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, but a new investigation from the Portland Press-Herald shows local officers texted with an ICE agent during the January enforcement surge. The paper obtained copies of the text threads through a public records request. Press-Herald reporter Rachel Estabrook co-wrote the story and joins me now. So, Rachel, who was in this group chat?
It was among a special agent from the Department of Homeland Security named Jeffrey LaRoque. His LinkedIn page says he's based in Boston, as well as South Portland Police Chief Daniel Ahern and Portland Police Major Jason King. So not the chief in Portland, but someone who's in the police command.
And what were they talking about in this thread?
Yeah, first, I want to be clear about what they were not talking about. They were not talking about where immigrants would be picked up or where agents would go. So not the actual immigration enforcement itself. Instead, they mostly talked about the Homeland Security agents' concerns about protesters. LaRoque said his team was being, quote, stalked, and he and the police leaders were essentially strategizing about how to keep the Homeland Security agents safe and make sure the protests didn't get out of control or turn dangerous. They also shared some screenshots of online conversations among protesters, and LaRoque, the Homeland Security agent, referred to protesters as crazy people or insane a few times in the text messages. King from the Portland police said he'd had a crime analyst watching, and he offered to set up a camera, though Portland's police chief told us on Thursday that that never got set up.
So it seems from these messages that local police got early access to some information about the end of the ICE surge before the public heard about it. Can you explain more about those messages?
In messages just a few days after the surge started, the Homeland Security agent told the police officials that his team planned to leave on Saturday because of a storm that was expected to roll into Maine. Both police departments have told us they were not sure if it was really a full official kind of notification about the surge ending. That's how they explained to us that they didn't share the information with the public. And I'll say that was also unclear to us reading the text messages. We weren't sure if LaRoque meant all the agents who were there for the surge were leaving or just a subset. But South Portland's police chief did pass on that information to the South Portland city manager, who told the city council. So it was at least that notable. And, you know, you'll recall it was about a week later, after LaRoque had given this initial heads up, that the community really understood that the surge was over.
So in addition to that sort of early access to information about the end of the surge, were there other messages that stood out to you for any reason and about sort of what they revealed about the relationship between the agencies involved here?
There were some things said that were notable. At one point, the Homeland Security special agent said, "We certainly pissed off the libs!" exclamation point. And King replied, "Ha ha, for sure." And LaRoque, that Homeland Security agent, said, using the term illegals, that they had detained 200 people, including two Dominican drug targets, again, his words. And South Portland's police chief responded, "Nice work. Thank you for the difficult job you all have. Keep up the good work." Then LaRoque used an expletive that President Trump has used to refer to the countries where he hopes the people who were detained will be sent back to. Though I'll say neither of the local police officials responded to that message so far as we can see.
So how have the Portland and South Portland police departments responded to this, right? Have they shared any more information with you?
Well, both departments said the messages are consistent with their promises not to collaborate on immigration enforcement. Portland's police chief stressed to us on Thursday that they were protecting public safety and they would have done the same for anyone who needed help, whether they were federal agents or not. He said they'd been getting complaints from hotel staff and management, so they were trying to be responsive to that as well as they were coordinating with Homeland Security about monitoring the protests. South Portland Chief Ahern said, "Maintaining a positive working relationship with federal law enforcement is important and helpful for local law enforcement."
Portland Press Herald reporter Rachel Estabrook co-wrote the investigation along with Morgan Womack and Dylan Tosinski. You can find the full report at pressherald.com. In a written statement on Friday, Portland Police Chief Mark Dubois said the communication was related to public safety and security issues at a Portland hotel and not with ICE operations, and that, quote, "this type of communication and response is in line with how we would respond to anyone requesting public safety services." Portland City Councilor Wes Pelletier, meanwhile, says the messages are disheartening and not in the spirit of city policy.
So many of our community members are looking for information, looking to be protected, and resources are going to protecting and chatting with, you know, these federal agents that are terrorizing the city.
More than 200 people were detained in the surge, and dozens have since been released. Christopher Taub, the state's chief deputy attorney general, has been nominated to join Maine's highest court. Kevin Miller has more.
Taub has held the position of chief deputy in the AG's office since 2021, but has worked in the agency for more than a quarter century. He previously worked as a trial lawyer in the AG's office and headed the litigation division when now Governor Janet Mills served as attorney general. In a statement announcing his nomination to Maine's Supreme Judicial Court, Mills praised Taub for his professionalism and his, quote, "legal acumen on a variety of challenging issues." The legislature's Judiciary Committee will likely hold a confirmation hearing on Taub in the coming weeks before making a recommendation to the Maine Senate. If confirmed, Taub would be the sixth justice appointed by Mills to the seven-person Supreme Court. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
Kennebunkport's Select Board has stepped back from a proposal to impose a reservation system for tour buses this summer. Instead, buses will be required to notify the town 30 days prior to arrival and limit drop-off and pickup to 20 minutes. Last summer, some buses stayed longer in the drop-off and pickup zone, creating traffic issues. The board said it will begin imposing fines if the 20-minute limits are exceeded. A first offense fine will be $200, going up to $400 for subsequent offenses. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Join us tomorrow morning at 8 for Weekend Edition on Maine Public Radio. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.